welcome to episode 134 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy. Laura and Lindsay couldn't join us tonight, so we're switching it up a bit and just having a little bit of a chat with Elizabeth and me.
Yay! A fireside chat.
It's going to be...
Except it's May.
Nobody's going to interrupt. So a long time ago, when we were just a baby podcast, we tackled the topic of why you should use a travel agent. That was episode 9, to be exact. We wanted to revisit the topic, but with a slightly different spin. Hopefully in 134 episodes, we've been able to show you the value an agent brings to your trip. But today we want to talk about what you can expect when you contact an agent to work on your trip. We're frequently asked exactly how it works, so tonight we reveal the great mysteries of working with an agent. So let's get started.
So yeah, I thought this would be a good topic because we frequently get, you know, my friend told me that you're great to work with, but I have no idea what it means to work with a travel agent. Mm-hmm. And so then in every step of the process, they're like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? So I thought maybe we could go through like how we talk to clients, how we do our work. And then
I feel like this is going to be like a performance review.
So Sandy.
Like, really? That's what you tell people?
No, and I wasn't thinking of anything that exact, but sort of the steps that we take and sort of what you can expect as far as like time frames and, you know, why things sometimes seem to take longer or take less time when we do it and, you know, sort of what's involved. So like from the get-go, what happens when somebody contacts us?
I answer immediately.
It's not everything I'm doing. My spatula if I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah, normally I'll get a call or an email, and I do try to reply right away, actually. I'm not joking about that. I try to, because I know people want instant, you know, if they take the time to call, then that means they do want to speak to
you.
Yes. So if I don't answer the phone, I call right back if I can. But, yeah, people will call, and I just kind of, what I like to do is find out, cause sometimes I'll get, like, an email, and it'll say, we want to go, you know, this date to this place. Give me some ideas. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, like we need to chat because I don't know who's going. I don't know what you want from this trip. You know, there's a lot of factors that you just have to kind of talk. And so I like to have a phone call with people.
Yeah. I do the same thing. And I do have for people who don't like the phone, because we do have people who are sort of allergic to the phone nowadays. I have questionnaires that I can send to get, you know, some of the information. But I do think sometimes people think, well, you're really prying. You know, you're asking for all sorts of personal information. But that's to build the trip. And incidentally, if you were on Travelocity or Expedia or whatever, you'd be giving them that same information without thinking
about
it.
We need to know how old your kids are.
Yeah, we do. We actually do. When we ask for birth dates, it's not because we want to steal your identity. It's actually because you're probably booking a flight with us, or we need to quote travel insurance for you as part of your trip. So we're thinking ahead several steps. We might not need it like right now, this moment, but we will need it in the process. And it's easier than going back and forth, gathering that information here and there. So years of experience teaches you that.
There can be some back and forth,
yes,
too. Because some people are busy and they don't always get to respond right away, you know? So if like, I'll put something on hold and send it to a client and then they'll just let the hold expire. Like, well, that quote's not good anymore. We got to do it again, you know? So, yeah, so there's that.
Well, and I had one client recently planning a Disney trip, and she literally, I think she's a medical doctor. She definitely had a doctor title, but I don't know what type of doctor. But the reason I think she's a medical doctor is literally every, I don't know, hour and a half, I get a one sentence question sent to me an email. And that's it. It was like she only had time to like fire off a question. And that's a difficult way to plan a trip, especially because if you're really busy like that, it's hard for you to retain the information. So I ended up answering the same question a few times, but sometimes that's the only way you can.
And it's hard too, even putting in an email, because people who are busy tend to not read a very wordy email. So there's that challenge too.
So that's, if I send you an email that's got a lot of words in it, those words probably are actually important. But then again, if you email me back and say, well, so what's the total price, and the total price was at the bottom of the email, I'll just tell you what it was. It's okay. Well, if you read my email, you know. But yeah, it happens all all the time. And so that's part of the process is, you know, once we get to know you and know who's going, and you know, how old those people are, do they have any special needs, whether it be mobility, diet, anything like that, because all of that affects the kind of trip that we can plan for you. Because if we didn't know about something like that to start with, then we may, the quote that we may do for you would be meaningless, because it turns out that you need an accessible room, or you need, you know, so everything we said would be wrong. So that's why we ask those questions sort of right up front, to get that. And even the dates, you know, people are like, well, I just want to go the cheapest time in May. Yeah, you still need to narrow it down at least a little bit, because honestly, there's going to be big chunks of May that are the same price, even if I were to check every single day.
Yeah, and which we don't want
to trade secret, I don't actually usually check every single day.
A lot of people want to be in Europe, and you're like, okay, well, you got to leave the day before. You know, like that's, you know, little things.
Or even
like
cruises,
that.
You know, we want to start sailing on the 17th. Well, but you need to be off on the 16th too, because you need to get there a day ahead. So, all those conversations about time, you can say you're flexible. That's one thing, but really some ranges are kind of important, because it just becomes impossible for us. And if part of the reason you're calling us is because it's impossible for you to check all 30 days of May or 31 days of May, it's actually kind of impossible for us as well.
And it's not that, you know, a lot of times it doesn't fluctuate that much. And if it's airfare you're worried about, that can change, but you know, we can quote you and it can change.
Yes.
And
I will say my experience is when you say I can go anytime in May, and then I send you a quote back for May 2nd through the 8th, you'll say, well, we really need to go later than that. So it's kind of important that you actually go ahead and, you know, pick at least the range, like get it down to 2 weeks when you really can go. Right. Sometimes people say, well, I can go anytime except my cousin Judy's wedding is like the 17th. So I have to be here around that. But that's even more helpful, because invariably we will pick the days in the month, the 1 or 2 days that you couldn't go.
Right.
So just, go ahead and tell us what those are.
Yeah.
Okay. So now a quote is done. Now, I want to talk about something else here too. Sometimes we'll get emails that say, and I, you know, and I'm checking with lots of different agents to get the best deal. we can't do that. And here's why we can't, because we make money on, commission. We make money on booking the trip.
Right.
There's a lot that goes into planning a trip. And what we just described, that quote process, you can tell that takes hours of our time and your time. And so if you're really going to go with a person who is $5 cheaper than the other person, you've literally made somebody work for nothing.
Right.
So in general, I will say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm sure the other person you picked, you know, I'm sure you picked a reputable person, and they will come back with a price that is very close to anything I would come up with. Mm-hmm. We're using the same sources. So
yeah, that's luck. I tell people you're asking somebody to work for free. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I really also tell people is go with the person you feel comfortable with. You know, like if you should be able to trust them, and then you know, there's no need to go behind. A lot of people, like for Disney, for example, they're also looking online and they're seeing the same price. So here's a newsflash. It's going to be the same price with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, then we're going to put in all that work, you know, helping you do the fast passes and helping you get reservations and, you know, just advising you on all kinds of stuff and helping talk through all that. And, you know, Disney's kind of its own beast, I guess. But, I think it's important just to find someone you trust and you feel comfortable with.
Yep. And that you feel has the experience to do it. I mean, people come to us for Disney destinations because we have a lot of experience with Disney destinations and we know all of the tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. And you can do all that research on your own and find the million bloggers out there who have published their tips and tricks, but we already have those in our head. So you're kind of, you're paying us for our expertise. You're depending on us for expertise. And so if you, you know, if you go shopping for Disney travel agents, I assure you there are lots of us out there who know Disney really, really well. And we offer what we offer and we're good at what we do. And most of us are just as good as the other.
I mean, people do it because they love it.
Yep.
So there's a affinity for it.
But also, I mean, I things like Europe, you know, I sell a lot of Europe and all I can do is sort of, I have my resume ready, my travel resume, just to tell you, okay, I've been to these places, I've sold these trips. I can give you that information. So if you're shopping, probably what you should be doing is shopping for experience and professionalism, not by price necessarily, because again, we're all using the same resources. And if you have budgets, you know, we're not going to try to rip you off. That's part of your interview process. So I've got no problem answering questions about my qualifications up front, but I can't put a trip, especially, you know, an individualized trip to Europe for you, where you're going to go to three different cities and I'm going to pick out hotels and everything and send that to you. Because honestly, my quote, then we're talking about apples to oranges, you know, what I send you may be very different from what somebody else sends you. And if mine comes in more expensive, it's probably because my hotels are more central or are higher star level. And I could bring that down if you tell me that that's not acceptable. So, you know,
another one that I get sometimes is cruises, because people will ask me, and I, you know, after I've talked to them, a lot of times people ask me to add in prepaid gratuities because they want to know the total cost. And so I'll quote it, and then they'll say, well, my husband saw it for this price. I'm like, well, did he see it with the
gratuities and insurance?
Was it with the taxes and everything added in? And she's like, oh, I guess it wasn't the same thing. I'm like, well, you know.
Remember, the advertising online that's trying to get you to book direct is geared to get you to see it as a good deal.
And they'll price it per night and, you know.
And without tax and without any bells and whistles at all. So, we're there to sort of cut through all that for you. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so once the quote is done, next, what happens?
So I'm going to ask you, if you're ready to do your deposit, I'm going to ask you to fill out a credit card authorization. That's for your protection and mine, because I want you to know that I'm very professional and I'm not going to be loose and easy with your credit card number.
Taking it very seriously.
We take the security very seriously. So, so don't be offended and think that we're, you know, giving you a hard time, because I do it to every single client.
and the authorization is literally saying you can use my card for this purpose and no, not for any other purpose. So that's your protection as well.
Yeah, so you deposit your trip, and then you'll get a confirmation. And that's really important, too, because, you know, I read these stories online, horror stories about people who've had bad experiences, and I'm like, how did they not know that it wasn't? They're like, don't they have a confirmation? Don't they see this stuff? So you're always going to get a confirmation. If you book from Disney, you know, Disney with us, you'll get the confirmation that is from Disney, and you will go and you'll be able to log into their site and link your reservation. Same with cruises, same with, you know, all of it. So
we may send you a separate invoice that is just a summary. I do that. Not all of our agents do that, but you will always also get a confirmation from the supplier. So mine is really just a summary, not the,
I do both.
So, and it's just for my own management.
But
you should get, and you should be able to require, you know, you should be, if you're working with another travel agent that's not us, you should be able to say, hey, you didn't send me the confirmation from Carnival or whatever, and they can get that to you. And then as far as payments, that is one thing about your trip. I tell people this a lot. They're like, but I really like to do all the planning. I like to pick my excursions. I like to do this and I like to do that. You can still do all that. The one thing that you will not be able to do if you book with a travel agent, and there are a few exceptions to this now, but very few. The main thing you won't be able to do is make your own payments. You won't be able to go online and just go pay. That's the one thing you're losing, quote, losing. But we at Outlander Travel definitely always offer, and a lot of agents do, you can set up some sort of payment plan with us. So you can either say, pay this much on the first day of the month or the 15th or the 16th, whenever you get paid, you can, you know, or you can do something. A lot of my clients will do this. They get a chunk of money, they're paying their bills, and they're like, I'm going to put $500 of this toward my trip. And they'll send me an email, just a one-off email. Can you pay this today? And, you know, unless I'm traveling, I can usually pay. I tell them when they said, send me one-offs like that, it may be a day or two. If I just happen to not be someplace secure, again, we take the credit card seriously, then I'll do it within a reasonable time frame.
Yeah, I get a lot of this too. So if people want to make payments, I mean, it's really no different than you calling the you know, cruise or whatever.
I'd like to think it's a little bit more pleasant.
Yeah.
Usually no hold music. Email us and we already know you. You don't have to put in your credit card information again. We have it. So, you know,
unless
you've authorized it. Unless you want to use a different card.
And I have a lot of people that use Disney gift cards too, which, you know, can be a hassle if you have a $4,000 trip and you have all $50 gift cards. So I've had people bring me bags of gift cards. Not everybody does that. Some agents make you consolidate them, but that's just a little perk that I do.
So if you have 100 gift cards, take them to Sandy.
No, yeah, right.
But we do do that all the time. And I have had clients pay for really large trips in very small chunks, you know, monthly payments of $125 a month or whatever. And it works out very well. And that way, instead of putting it into savings where they might be tempted to touch it, then they'll put it directly into the trip. And it's usually, you know, depending on the package, it's usually refundable up until a certain point anyway. Mm-hmm. So you literally are just sort of putting it in a, you know, savings account.
Now, with gift cards, you do have to be careful because it'll go back on the gift card.
There's all sorts of rules about that, but So, and then when it comes time for final payment, we'll usually send you a reminder.
I set up a calendar reminder, and depending on the amount, if it's a big amount, I'll remind people between like 2 and 4 weeks before. Mm-hmm. But if it's a regular, normal amount, it's like 1 to 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. I'll send the reminder. But usually I'm in touch with my clients before then.
Yes.
Especially Disney, because there's so many reminders for things.
Well, and that's actually the little next bullet point that I had written down here was sort of the building the excitement for the trip. But, so the payment thing along the way, and then the final payment, and then we'll make sure you get your, we'll do everything we can to get your final payment in on time. We still do need your authorization, so you can't ignore us and hope that we'll get it all done for you. You have to.
Because I won't charge someone's credit card unless they send me the email and say, yes, charge it.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
yeah.
Okay, so building the excitement. What is it that we do in between? Ooh. We just book the trip and then we wait till final payment. We don't do that.
Well, so for Disney, obviously there's a lot. If you book far, far in advance, you've got your 180-day dining window, which is 6 months in advance. So I have that coming up for a few clients. I just sent them reminders this past weekend. So I'll send a reminder and I'll say, you know, your dining date's coming up. Do you need some suggestions? This is what time you can go and do it. Let me know if you want me to help you. That kind of thing. Disney is kind of a strange beast because there's a lot. And they also have the fast passes.
Although, to be fair, you know, Royal Caribbean does dining reservations a few weeks / months, varies before your trip, where you can make your specialty dining reservations.
And they tend to coincide with final payment. So you're already reminding about that. When I do cruises, I also send clients alternative shore excursion stuff.
Yep,
so,
I do that as well.
And they'll get a reminder email about that. So that's kind of cool because you can kind of compare what the cruise line offers versus what this other vendor would offer. And, you know, we've done some of those trips too. And so we'll tell people, oh, you really should do the cave tubing in Belize. It's awesome.
Yeah. And not that thing that almost killed you in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And we're using reputable companies too, so that you don't have to go online and go, oh, I don't know. I can't tell if this company is just going to take my money and not show up. And the company that we use most often for our cruises has a back to ship guarantee.
Yes.
So, you know, that fear of, well, what if they don't get me back to the ship on time? This company they're going to get you back on time because if they don't, they're going to be paying a lot of money to get you to your next stop.
Yeah. So, and they've never had to do
and they've that. Never had to use it. Yeah. They've never had to have anybody cash it in.
Yeah. Another thing too, I don't know where this falls in our timeline, but whenever people book flights, sometimes I'll kind of push them towards a different time. I had some people going to Jamaica and I made this mistake. So when they were making the same mistake, I was like, well, think about this, because if you want this 7 a.m. flight and your resort is an hour and a half, you're going to be leaving at like 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. sometimes it's not that we want you to buy a more expensive flight, but if you're on your honeymoon, you don't want to get up at 3 a.m. and drive, you know, halfway across the island.
Well, it's the same thing with, you know, that 8-hour layover in Miami.
Oh, God.
I don't, you know, I don't even, I don't even quote the, yes, we travel poorly so that you don't have to. I don't even quote those. And so people will come back to me and say, well, I found it for less. I'm like, yeah, but did you see the layover? Oh yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah. We will look for the best air for you, which is combined several factors. Price is one of them, but the rest is scheduling. We're not going to put you on the 7 a.m. flight out of Montego Bay if you're staying at Ocho Rios or at White House, which is now South Beach. Is that what it's called? It's because you're going to be miserable and you'll hate us for it. So, now if you come back and say, no, I really want that, then we'll have that conversation and make sure that you understand what you're signing up for.
Yes.
So we'll never force you into something. But we will generally recommend the best things. Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, I have a client who has booked, their Alaska trip for next summer. they want to go to Vancouver before, and they need to fly, but we're still way more than 12 months out mm-hmm. from their trip. So that's part of the, you know, we've booked the cruise. They have their spot on the cruise. They have their ideal cabin. They have all of that. And now over the next 12 months, we're going to be piecing in the rest of that trip, the yeah. excursions in Vancouver and the hotel in Vancouver and all of that stuff. We can pop that into the trip as we get closer. So it sort of allows you to start planning your trip, you know, I won't say further in advance, but, you know, if cruise lines come out with their schedules 2 years in advance and you want one of those cabins, like that's the best time to get that cabin because it's as cheap as it's going to be probably. Mm-hmm. And then, and you can pick the one you want. So, you know, my clients really wanted to be on the starboard side of the ship for their northbound Alaska trip. So mm-hmm. that's what we got them. And, yeah. you know, by booking far in advance, but we can't, I mean, there are, the Pan Pacific Hotel in Vancouver doesn't even take reservations until like 3 months before. So, you know, yeah, it's crazy. 6 months maybe.
Yeah. I'm like thinking, cause I had people stay there. I'm like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we're aware of, like those little windows of time where we need mm-hmm. to talk about those.
Especially with airfare. Cause, mm-hmm. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we're all familiar with Southwest and their crazy schedule, but even regular airlines, you can't book more than a year out. So.
Yeah. And my goal also is to help clients spread out their payments because if we book the cruise and the hotel and the flights all at once, you've got your payments all together, but if we can mm-hmm. spread that out.
And a lot of times you have to buy your flights right then.
Not yeah. always, when you're ready. Yeah. When you're ready to buy them. Yeah. yeah. You can't hold them. You have to. Yeah.
Right. But some tour packages will let you pay a little deposit, but usually it's due pretty mm-hmm. soon anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The airlines.
Yep. And then, so then finally it's time to go on your trip. And
yay!
We'll usually, send you travel documents if they exist, or we'll make sure you have the e-documents.
Mm-hmm.
So, and give you your little send-off letter. And one thing that we like to do at Outlander Travel, and we've been developing these more and more lately, are give you tip sheets. So, you know, tips on packing or tips on, you know, how to travel through the Caribbean safely, you know, with little tips like don't wear camouflage because it's illegal, those sorts of things. All in one place where you can read over them right before your trip and keep it all in
Get
mind.
Get excited.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at little pictures. Yeah.
And we have them for Disney World. That's Disney World. Getting back to that, that's always an interesting one because as soon as people book, they're like, okay, so I've heard this thing about fast passes. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to talk about that right now.
No, I try not to overwhelm people yes. with Disney. I'm like, and yes. then we'll talk about my Disney experience yes. after I give you the quote.
Yeah.
You don't need yeah. to know yet. I mean, yeah. it's, yeah.
And that is, we can control that information flow to you because a lot of people come to us for Disney trips because they're overwhelmed mm-hmm. by everything
well,
that's out there.
Yeah.
So we know all of those things. It's not that we're hiding the information from you, but we are trying to feed it to you in smaller chunks so that you don't choke.
Because you're not going to read the whole email anyway.
Right. Exactly. We know this. Experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I do. I send out that information in little bits and bobs as needed. And, like, we don't talk about dining until you're about ready to make your dining reservations. Because, honestly, how long do you need to really think about, do I want to eat at the Italian restaurant? It's bad enough
my
that
dad
you have
crazy.
To.
My dad's like, I do not know if I'm going to be hungry at 5:00 on Thursday in 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I am with your dad on this one. I'm not with your dad on a lot of things, but I'm with him on this one. It's the good old days of being able to just walk up to a restaurant at Walt Disney World and sit yeah. down at a table or they're gone. And I used to love that. Just, I'd wake up in the morning and be like, okay, where do we want to eat tonight?
Do you remember at Epcot whenever one of those,
yes.
interventions places,
yes.
like this big open room and you walk up and it's like a video screen
yep.
and someone turns around on the video screen.
Yep.
You're like, okay, we'll take your reservation.
Yep. It was like video
so high tech.
Yes. I remember being with my mom and thinking that was the coolest
this
thing ever.
So cool.
That yeah. was in like, I don't know, 1998, 99.
It was like early 90s
yeah.
out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because it was like still college days. Oh god.
It was sponsored by AT&T. Yeah, I totally remember that. Absolutely. Yeah.
They would turn around in their chair. Oh god, that was so funny.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much what we do.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of, and then, you know, we want to hear about your trip. We would we love to hear about what you thought, especially if it's a resort that, you know, we're excited about, or maybe we haven't been there yet, or it's new, or, you know, we went there and we loved it, but we want to hear what you think because you took your kids and we had enough kids with us, or, yeah, I mean, I love hearing about the good stuff. We yep. want to hear the bad stuff too.
Yeah. And don't be overwhelmed because I have clients who will write me like 6-page essays about their trip. And then I have other clients that will send yeah. back, it was good.
I will say though, if something does go wrong, let us know while you're still there.
Yeah.
Because we can't really do anything about it once you're back, and we might be able to do something while you're there. So, mm-hmm. I mean, at least let the resort know, but mm-hmm. it's helpful to let us know too, because mm-hmm. then we can help work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had someone one time want to come home early, and they changed their flights before they called me, but didn't realize they changed their flights.
Yeah.
And so they didn't have any flights by the time, you know, I got a hold of it. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. You mm-hmm. have no return flights. Let's see what I do.
So, yeah. Yeah. And we are, you know, we are people. We are a small business. So we aren't open 24/7. And that is sometimes terribly inconvenient for you, but we will give you as much support as we possibly can, you know, as soon as we can. And the best support too. There have been times where I've waited 24 hours to solve a problem because I knew that the better people would be there Monday morning than Sunday morning. You know, the problem will get solved. If it was something that needed to get solved on Sunday, then I'm on it. But, but sometimes the problem is just better resolved when everybody's in. There are places where the accounting department is only open from 8 to 5. So if you want on Monday through Friday, so if you want a refund, then I'm going to get it just as fast waiting until Monday and actually talking directly to accounting than if I leave them a message and then have to sort of follow up on that. Mm-hmm. It just works out better. So, but we do provide those sorts of services. Some things we have a lot to say, and some things, you know, the airlines are the airlines, and if they cancel your flight, we can't make them fly. But, but we certainly can help back you up and give you advice on the best way to proceed from there. And then once you have your new flights, we can work with your resorts, everything that we booked for you, mm-hmm. and make sure that it lines up.
Ooh, that just happened.
Yeah,
with that whole Delta airline thing with the storms in the Southeast and
Easter weekend. Half of our agents had clients traveling who were affected, and they were all on the phone minimum 12 hours trying to get it fixed for their clients.
Yeah. So people don't think about weather affecting you in the, like, when it's not snowing. Mm-hmm. But it can happen any time of the year. Yeah.
Yep. Well, as soon as one plane doesn't show up at the airport it was supposed to show up at, it's like a domino effect.
Right. So.
Yep.
All right. So is that it?
I think that's it. That's pretty much, that sums up. So hopefully that makes it less scary to contact a travel agent, you know, and I'll just reiterate one more time that, because people ask us this all the time, some travel agents do charge service fees. Some of us charge service fees depending on the situation, but for the most part, we work on commission only. So when you're contacting us, any work we do for you will be go uncompensated unless you book your trip with us.
Right.
And it doesn't mean, and we said this in episode 9, it doesn't mean that we're going to choose the most expensive trip for you. We are going to choose the best trip for you because it benefits us for you to book your trips with us over and over again, as opposed to just once and never.
I love my repeat clients.
Yes, absolutely.
And I love referrals from repeat clients.
Yes.
So yes, we want you to trust us. That's it's a relationship.
And the clients that I've had now for 5 years, as long as the agency's been around, it's so great because when they call me, I know them and I kind of know exactly what they're about to say to me. And even if they change, even if they've been going to Disney World the last 4 years and they're like, you know what? We want to cruise. Mm-hmm. I know who they are. I know what their family is like. I know what they've liked in the past. I know how old their kids are generally. And I know what they're going to be interested in. So yeah, it just makes it so much easier both for them and for me.
Yep. So call us.
Yay.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode really. To leave comments, visit us at outlander.com and click on podcast at the top of the page. And you can find the episode you wish to comment on or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or search for Flyaway and you can comment there too. And be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel this week, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.